This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your oil, you got your precious metals and your pork bellies, wheat and corn as well. Commodities, writ large. The commodities market has been on quite a ride since the financial crisis. Traders looking for something other than stocks into which to put their money. Commodities have generally been a lesser-known part of the broad investing universe, but now mutual funds and regular old investors are trying their hand at it. What is a commodity anyway, though, and why do they need their own markets? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
If anyone knows a commodity when he sees one, it's Lane Carlson. He's the chief regulatory officer at the Minneapolis Grain Exchange.
What makes something a commodity? Well, anything where something can be contracted for future delivery. In essence, you could have basketballs, you could have pencils as a type of commodity.
Okay, people don't actually trade basketball and pencil futures yet. What they do trade are raw materials, like lumber, cotton, and oil. To qualify as a commodity, an item has to be pretty uniform, says Dan Montranac, a commodities analyst for Doane Advisory Services. He says a true commodity has the same value no matter where it's from or who produced it.
Corn is a classic example of a commodity. A cereal manufacturer who makes cornflakes will buy anybody's corn as long as it meets certain quality standards. It's grade number two corn.
Also, a steady supply of that product has to be critical to a lot of companies.
These are the apples at the beginning of the packing line, and we're packing Fuji today.
Jeff Christ owns a 600-acre apple orchard in New York's Hudson Valley. We're standing beside the flume in his packing plant. Thousands of Fuji apples are bobbing along in a moving water bath. Here the apples get washed, dried, waxed, and then polished with giant round brushes before getting boxed up and shipped all over the country. Around 20% of Chris's apples are turned into juice. Apple juice is the newest commodity on the Minneapolis Grain Exchange. Lane Carlson says a few years back, beverage companies got together and asked for it.
The Juice Products Association said, hey, we have a commodity that has a lot of price volatility. We're looking for a means to help offset that price risk.
Beverage companies had started using a lot of apple juice. Chinese consumers have developed a taste for it, so demand has soared. And apple juice is increasingly being used to sweeten other juices and food products. Companies had been buying their apple juice old school, making individual deals with individual farmers. But as demand for apple juice increased, more companies realized they needed to turn apple juice into a commodity. And just in time.
We had severe freeze in 2012, which froze off in some orchards almost all the viable buds.
Jeff Christ is standing near a row of his Empire apple trees. It's a frosty autumn day, and freshly harvested trees stretch out in every direction. Last year, Christ lost almost all of the fruit on these trees. Honeycrisp, Red Delicious, Rome. The freeze destroyed half his crop.
The 2012 crop was probably the poorest crop of apples grown east of the Mississippi in the last 50 to 100 years. Juice prices, at least in my lifetime, and reached an all-time high due to the shortage.
Because apple juice was a commodity, companies were able to protect themselves. When a commodity is traded on an exchange, companies can buy futures contracts. That means they can buy the apple juice they need months or even years in advance. They risk paying more than they'd have to if prices fall. But if there's a freeze and prices jump, they're locked in. Farmers like Jeff Christ can use the futures market, too.
Wow, that's good.
They can sell their apple juice at a certain price to beverage companies before the apples are even picked.
Some got huge flavor. It's juicy and crunchy.
Not that Christ is worried about money right now. After the disastrous crop of 2012, this year's crop is one of the best he's ever seen.
I'm going to take another bite.
In Walden, New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. For Marketplace.